produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Chat and Chuckle with Keita Keet. I will be your host this evening, Keita Keet. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. You could have been anywhere, but you decided to tune in tonight. And I just want to say thank you to all of my listeners around the world. Again, thank you so much for joining me tonight. And listen, if you ever want to contact me, if you ever just want to send me a shout out to say, hey, Keita Keet, I really love what you're doing. Or even if you have any prayer requests, I can definitely be reached via email. And that is lovetomakeyoulaugh@yahoo.com. As well as social media. I am on Facebook as well as Instagram under Keita Keet, and that is KETTAKEET. All right. Again, thank you so much for tuning in tonight. And I'm not going to hold you long. I'm just going to jump right into tonight's topic. Tonight, we're going to be talking about sweatless victories. Okay. Again, tonight we're going to be talking about sweatless victories, and just want to just share a few things with you before we get into tonight's lesson. Sweatless victories is something that the Lord had kind of placed on my heart probably towards the end of 2020 and definitely coming in the year of 2021. 2020 to say was a challenging year is an understatement, and to be honest, many of us are still recovering from last year, with so many things going on, of course, with the global pandemic that is still happening, unemployment, racial injustice, so many things, were taking place last year. And actually, we are still very much in the same season, even though we're in a new year. I've heard a pastor say we're still definitely in the same season. And so, the Lord just kind of laid on my heart to talk about sweatless victories, you know, because we have come up. You know, the old gospel song back in the day was entitled Coming Up the Rough Side of the Mountain. One day I just prayed and I just asked the Lord, and I just made my request known to God, you know, because the Bible says to make our request known to God. And I did. And I said, you know what, Lord, I don't want to come up the rough side of the mountain anymore. You know what? I am ready for some sweatless victories, you know, because we have endured so much. So I'm ready for some sweatless victories. And so tonight we just want to talk about that, and also just to share some things with you personally. Probably about a month or two ago, you know, in my prayer time, in my quiet time, and in my devotional time, you know, the Lord showed me to start counting my wins Amen. There is an affirmation that I also say, and added to the affirmation, I begin to reflect. You know, after saying my affirmation, after having my quiet time, I started reflecting on the wins I've had. You know, there's a hymn that goes, "Count your blessings, name them one by one." And so to line up with that, I started counting my wins. And the more I reflected on my wins, whether they were daily wins or weekly wins, you know, sometimes, once I got through the work week on, Friday nights or Saturday mornings, I just start to, when I have my quiet time, start to think about the wins that I had during the week. And what was happening is that no matter with all of the bad things that have been happening throughout the week and watching the news and things going on around me, I was able to take my eyes off my focus off of those things and put my focus on the wins, you know. And what happened was it started changing my whole mindset. And so I started counting my wins. And there were more wins than I thought. Yeah, there were more wins than I thought that I had once I really started reflecting. And so I just want to encourage those who are listening, you know, remember that hymn, count your blessings, name them one by one. But in this case, count your wins. Amen. Once you start counting your wins, it starts to shift your focus. Amen. Because we're already victorious through Jesus Christ. And so that's what we should be doing. We should be counting our wins, you know, no matter what your win may be. You know, one person's win is not another person's win, but whatever your specific win is, it could be that, you know, one of your wins could be how usually, you know, if a coworker kind of made you upset, and instead of going off on your coworker, you practice some self-control. Okay, well, that's fruit of the spirit. So you need to consider that as a win. You know, it may not be big to someone else, but it's big to you, because you know that back in the day, it could have went another way. So that is a win for you. So whatever your wins are, you know, celebrate your wins and thank God for your wins. Be grateful for them. Amen. So we're going to go into tonight's subject, talking about sweatless victories. Amen. And let me just say this too, that I made a post on Facebook probably several months ago. And I said that King Jehoshaphat, if sweatless victories was a person, it would be King Jehoshaphat. And so I want to talk a little bit tonight about King Jehoshaphat. His story is amazing. I love the story of King Jehoshaphat. You know, King Jehoshaphat, he loved the Lord. He had a heart for the things of God. And just to give you a quick background of him, King Jehoshaphat was actually the fourth king of Judah. Yeah, and he succeeded his father Asa. And this is found in 1 Kings chapter 15, verse 24. Also, King Jehoshaphat, and get this, he was only 35 years old when he became king. That is very young. You know, when we think of the age of 35 now and becoming king at the age of 35 over all of Judah, That's pretty significant. So he was only 35 years old when he became king, and he reigned as king for 25 years. And that's found in 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 42. Okay, now just a few notes about King Jehoshaphat. Like I said, that he was a godly man, a godly king. He loved the Lord. And I want to go into why I say that that King Jehoshaphat, I consider him as if sweatless victories was a person, it would be him. Okay. Now, this is found in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20. Okay. And this is where we talk about Jehoshaphat defeats Moab and Ammon. Okay. Now, and I know many of us have heard this story before. You know, we've heard this story preached. We've heard this story taught about, you know, with this great army coming against Jehoshaphat. And of course, they are definitely outnumbered in this case. Okay, so we're just going to start real quick with verse 1, just to give you a backdrop. Okay, and again, this is 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Okay, and then after this, the Moabites and the Ammonites with some of the Meunites came to make war on Jehoshaphat. Some men came and told Jehoshaphat, a vast army is coming against you from Edom. All right, and we're going to skip down to verse 3. It said, alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. Okay, now, one thing we can take away just from verse 3 is that even though Jehoshaphat was alarmed, the first thing he did was he resolved to inquire of the Lord and he proclaimed a fast. So that's the first thing that he did. Now, even though fear and concern came over him, he called a fast. So let's make note of that. He called all the people to fast before the Lord. Amen. All right. Verse 4 says, and the people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Okay, here we go. So it was Jehoshaphat as well as the people of Judah. All came together. So we're looking. So now this is another example. Everyone came collectively. Everyone came corporately. Okay. To seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. All right. And then verse 5 says, then Jehoshaphat stood up in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem at the temple of the Lord in front of the new courtyard and said, now this right here is prayer. You know, Jehoshaphat stood in front of this courtyard and began to talk to God. Amen. And he said, O Lord, God of our fathers, are you not the God who is in heaven? He is reminding God who he is. You are rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. O our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? So right here, Jehoshaphat is reminding God of who God is. Amen. And so he goes on to continue to proclaim these things. They have lived in it and have built it in a sanctuary for your name. Amen. And so he goes on to say these things. And then in verse 10, he says, but now here are men from Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whose territory you would not allow Israel to invade when they came from Egypt. So they turned away from them and did not destroy them. See how they are repaying us by coming to drive us out of the possession you gave us as an inheritance. So King Jehoshaphat is reminding God, listen, you gave us this. Amen. We did not do this. You gave us this. And in verse 12, he says, O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. And then he said, we do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. Amen. How many times have we been in a situation where we said, Lord, I have no idea what to do. I do not know what to do in this situation, no matter what it was, whether it was a loss of job, job loss, whether you lost a loved one or anything, sickness and disease in your body. You came to a point in your life where you said, God, I do not know what to do. But how many of us were like King Jehoshaphat when he said, we do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you. So he knew where his help came from. Okay, and we'll skip down to verse 14, because right here is where it starts to turn. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jehaziel. Okay, a Levite, and I'm skipping down, it's a Levite and descendant of Asaph, as he stood in the assembly. Okay. And of course, this, and I'll go back and say this, Jehaziel is the son of Zechariah, who's the son of Benaniah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, a Levite and descendant of Asaph, as he stood in the assembly. And he said this, "Listen, King Jehoshaphat and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army." And he said, "For the battle is not yours, but God's." That word came from the Lord to tell King Jehoshaphat and all the people, this battle did not belong to them. It belongs to the Lord. Amen. How many times have we been in situations that after we don't know what to do, the Lord tells us, "You are not to fight. You are to hold your peace and let me fight your battle." Amen. All right. So we're going to skip down to verse 17 and where it says that you will not have to fight this battle. Take up your positions, stand firm and see the deliverance the Lord will give you, O Judah and Jerusalem. And again, the Lord tells the people, do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Go out to face them tomorrow and the Lord will be with you. Okay. And so after that, the word of the Lord came. And then as we go down a few verses, this is when worship and praise. That's why worship is so important. Amen. Amen. Worship is so, so highly important. It is one of our weapons. Amen. Against the enemy. You know, when the enemy tries to, makes us fearful, makes us scared. And this is what was happening. And the Lord had to remind Jehoshaphat and his people, you don't have to be afraid, which meant that they were afraid. You know, they were afraid because they did not know what to do. They knew that they were outnumbered. And the Lord had to encourage them, do not be afraid. Amen. And so they begin to go into worship. And it says, verse 21 says, "And after consulting the people, Jehoshaphat appointed men to sing to the Lord and to praise him for the splendor of his holiness as they went out at the head of the army, saying," and this is so good, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." And they begin to sing and praise right there. That's what they did. They didn't pick up a sword. There was no shields. None of that. They literally went forward in worship and praise, saying, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his love endures forever." Verse 22. "And as they began to sing and praise, the Lord set ambushes against the men of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir who were invading Judah, and they were defeated." Amen. King Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah did not have to lift a finger. The only thing that they lifted were their voices and praise and worship. Amen. So all of the men were defeated. And we skip over to, and before I skip to this verse, just want to also say how, you know, once all of the men were defeated, by the time they saw, they got over to the hill to see what was going on, all they saw were men, you know, dead bodies strewn out because they had actually turned on themselves and killed themselves. And then they were able to go and get all of the spoils. And in this particular verse, in verse 25, they call it plunder. So Jehoshaphat and his men went to carry off their plunder, and they found among them a great amount of equipment and clothing and also articles of value. And it was so much that it actually took them 3 days to collect. Now, imagine you not having to fight a battle. Not having you to fight anything, not lift a finger. The only thing you did was lift your voice in praise and worship. And then once it was all said and done, you got so many things. You know, you were blessed beyond belief that it took you 3 days. 3 days to collect everything. Amen. And you didn't do a thing. God fought this battle for you. Amen. And I want to skip to verse 30, which is so important for the believer. Even though it's talking about King Jehoshaphat, this is so important for the believer as well. And it says, verse 30, it says, and the kingdom of Jehoshaphat was at peace, for his God had given him rest on every side. Amen. That is for every believer. Okay, so what can we take away from this story about King Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah? First off, once Jehoshaphat heard the news, immediately he had a human emotion. He was worried. He was concerned. Amen. But he knew who to go to. He knew where his help came from, and that was from the Lord. And then he called his people, all of the people, to fast. Amen. So everyone was on one accord, okay, unified, fasting, then prayer, reminding God of who God is. Amen. And then praise and worship came. And that's where it was, in the praise and worship. He knew what to do. Amen. And then once it was all said and done, God gave Jehoshaphat peace. His whole kingdom was at peace, and God gave him rest on every side. Amen. So when I talk about sweatless victories, King Jehoshaphat and the people of Judah are our ultimate example of what it means to seek God. Really seek God and trust God. No matter what is going on around us, when we don't know what to do, we know who we can go to. And when we allow God to be God in our lives and take our hands off of things and allow him to show us what to do, he will take over. We give him full reign and he will take over. And when it's all said and done, you will have a sweatless victory. There are battles that we have no business fighting. Those battles belong to God. Amen. So that is my time for this evening. And I just want to encourage all of my listeners, for those who are listening around the world, if you have been in a battle, a personal battle, professional battle, a family battle, anything, whatever your battle is, if there's been anything that has been going on in your life and you're trying to figure this thing out on what to do, let King Jehoshaphat be an example to show you exactly what to do. Go to God, because you know that's where your help comes from. Fast, pray, worship and praise God. Let him fight your battle, and then let him give you the peace and the rest that you need. Amen. Again, thank y'all so much for tuning in with me tonight. I pray that you all were blessed by this and something that I said, that you can take that, that will continue to encourage you and that you are blessed by it. Amen. Thank you so much. You all have a wonderful evening and a wonderful weekend. Good night.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA 1-347-850-8560. 850-8560. Toll-free international callers 1-888-201-5313.